And greetings, friends. Jesus Christ will return to this earth, and very soon. What will happen to you? What specific job does Jesus Christ have in mind for you? Think about it. When He returns, do you realize that God is preparing even now a team to assist Christ in ruling this entire world? What job will you probably be assigned to perform when Christ returns? This is a soon coming reality. You need to understand and get ready. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world.
This week, Roderick C. Meredith asks, what happens to you when Christ returns? And now, Roderick C. Meredith.
Millions have been misled about the genuine future of humanity. They think that when Christ returns, true Christians will float off to heaven with nothing to do. But your Bible says the exact opposite, my friends. Who are you going to believe? The inspired Word of God repeatedly tells us that true Christians will have an exciting and challenging job on this earth when Christ returns. We will assist Jesus Christ in reorganizing and restructuring and ruling this entire world. Yes, that's what the Bible clearly indicates, but most of you have not been taught that. I was not taught that as I grew up. And I attended church and Sunday school out in the world in a mainstream church for 19 years. Never heard about it. But the Bible's filled with it over and over and over. Notice what the Apostle Paul was inspired to write in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Get your Bible. Check up on me. It's been here all the time. I didn't sneak it in here. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The Apostle Paul wrote the church and tells us today in God's Word, dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? Oh, we're in training to judge the world. Yes, the saints will judge the world. And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? And of course, the rest of the Bible shows that it's not just judging, but ruling the world under Jesus Christ. Do you not know that we shall judge angels? We're now in training to help judge the world and even the angelic hosts. Think about it. We're going to rule the cities and the nations here on earth. He says, don't you know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, why do you, as it should be, and many scholars know this, why do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church, from the point of view of the church? Why do you go to outsiders who don't even believe in God? I say this to your shame. Is it so that there's not a man among you, you Christians, not even one who's able to judge between his brethren? God tells us through the Bible that we're preparing to be kings and priests under Jesus Christ. Are you preparing for this responsibility? Are you ready for Christ's coming and the real job that true Christians will be given? Turn to Revelation, if you would. Revelation chapter 2, and beginning in verse 26. And he who overcomes, Jesus is speaking in the first person, he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. They're not rebellious nations up in heaven, they're here on earth. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the potter's vessel shall be broken in pieces, as I also have received from my Father. Yes, Jesus has received from God the Father the position as King of kings, but He will give us kingship over various cities, some over 5 cities, some over 10 cities, as you read in Luke 19 in the parable there. Yes, we'll have an exciting job to do under Jesus Christ on this earth. Notice Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5 and the song of the saints here, the prayer of the saints. You can word it either way. And the saint sang a new song here, Revelation 5 and verse 9, inspired of God, obviously, put in His Word. They sang, "You are worthy," speaking of Christ, "to take the seals and the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain." Yes, Christ was slain. "And have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." Notice, "and have made us the saints of God," the true Christians, "and have made us," God has made us, He's prepared this job for us, "kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Not up in heaven, but here on this earth. Boy, we were always taught we'd go off to heaven with nothing to do, but the Bible doesn't say that. As kings, we'll rule over the world, over the cities. As priests, we will teach God's ways to the peoples of this confused world and help them to learn how to live. Think about the millions in Africa and Asia who constantly suffer from malnutrition, from starvation, from disease. Think about it. The AIDS epidemic is wiping out 30-40% of entire nations in Africa. They do not understand the real solution. And most of those in charge, my friends, of these situations, treat only the symptoms, not the real cause of these diseases or the terrible starvation. They don't even know the cause or acknowledge the cause sometimes themselves. They're not willing to acknowledge that these people are living a wrong way of life. They're in immorality, then the dictators are bothering and butchering their own people. They don't know how to rule, how to govern, how to live. They need a new way of life terribly, not to hurt them, but to help them. These increasing hundreds of millions of human beings desperately need to learn an entire new way of life. And these millions of people are increasing, as I said, all over the world. They need help. True Christians willing to learn and to teach God's way of life will soon be called on to help these untold millions, millions of human beings out there. Are you willing to help? Are you willing to do what God says and prepare to be a king or priest in tomorrow's world? Are you willing? Are you willing to understand what I'm saying? The plain word of God, these things are mentioned over and over. Turn to Acts chapter 3 now, my friends. Acts chapter 3. And notice here, beginning in verse 19, Acts chapter 3, and I'm going to begin reading here in verse 19, a sermon from the apostle Peter. Peter, the leading apostle at that time, he said, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing," boy, do we need that refreshing at this time, "refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that He may send Jesus Christ who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive." Christ is now up in heaven at God's right hand, "until the times of restoration." Notice that. "A time of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began." This time was spoken of back in Isaiah 2, Isaiah 4, Isaiah 11, Isaiah 30, Isaiah 35. It's spoken of throughout the book of Jeremiah. It's spoken of very clearly back in Ezekiel in chapter 36 and 37, a whole way of life, people coming back and learning God's truth and God's way, all through the Bible. In Micah chapter 4, all through these prophecies, God explains a new world is coming, tomorrow's world, and we have to get ready. I hope you'll understand that. God has a way of life. And you and I need to understand and obey and learn and teach that way. Just giving your heart to Jesus is not enough. You ought to know that by now. These people that go to these campaigns and they give their heart to the Lord, even these evangelists and their helpers admit that about 3 out of 4 people fall away in about the first 2 or 3 years. They fall away. It just has, you know, not that great an effect, and even those who understand what they're saying or seem to understand just go back to the church of their choice, go through the rituals of singing and clapping hands and stuff. They never learn this truth I'm giving you now. For an entire new world order under Jesus Christ is coming soon. You need to understand, my friends, and you need to get ready. It's exciting. It's opening up an opportunity for you and me to serve and to have a real challenge in tomorrow's world. Not floating off to heaven with nothing to do, but a chance to serve under Jesus Christ if we're willing to get the picture. and do what God says. At this point, I invite you to call or write us and request a free copy of a most inspiring and enlightening booklet explaining all of this. This attractive booklet is entitled God's Intervention in World Affairs. Call now and request your copy of God's Intervention in World Affairs. Just ask for the booklet on God's Intervention. That's all you need.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, my friends. What happens to you when Christ returns? What's your future? What has God called you to do if you're going to be a Christian and follow Christ? Again, let's look at Acts chapter 3, verse 21, where we left off. Jesus here said, through Peter, of course, whom heaven must receive, talking about Christ, until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. And as I listed off several places, I could list off a dozen more. Over and over, God talks about Christ coming back, the government of God being set up, the nations having peace, prosperity, God's blessing based upon the laws and ways of God, a time of restoration for the way of God. My friends, that way has been lost. When you understand it, and most people don't understand it, God is right now giving mankind 6,000 years to try out his own ideas, his own ways, his own civilization under Satan's influence. Yes, man is experimenting. Man is trying out his ideas, his way of life, his education, his philosophy, his form of government, and what is happening. The world is breaking down. Everything is going wrong. Because man, under the influence of Satan the devil, does not know how to live. He does not know how to govern. He does not know how to rule. Notice 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, Paul writes, "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing." They're not perished yet, but they are perishing. They're dying. They're going the wrong way. "Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." Satan has blinded their eyes to the truth. They do not see. They do not understand. Turn to Psalm 149, if you would, beginning in verse 5. Psalm 149, "Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the praises of God be in their hand." Yes, the true saints of God. And this is going to happen when Christ returns. "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand." Yes, they're going to assist Christ in putting down rebellion and ruling this world, "to execute vengeance on the nations." Not rebellious nations up in heaven. They're not up there. They're here. "And punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints." All the true saints of God will be made kings and priests, as we just read back in Revelation. "Praise the eternal," as the Hebrew is here literally, hallelujah. Praise to God that we have this opportunity. And we should be happy and we should understand it. This is the inspired word of God. What a challenge and a joy it will be to arrest and to absolutely stop the Adolf Hitlers and Saddam Husseins. Again, this is the coming reality if you, my friends, are willing to believe God's inspired word. I know that most of you haven't heard this before. I hadn't either. But it's been there all this time, right in the Psalms. This is what's going to happen. This is what you and I are being trained for today, if we're willing to do what the Bible says. Notice Isaiah 2. Again, Christ quoted from Isaiah 2. The New Testament apostles did. They quoted from it as Scripture. It is Scripture. Isaiah chapter 2, notice what God tells us here in this book. Isaiah 2, and beginning in verse 1. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And remember, in the Bible, they're used as a type of all the world. They really are. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days, not way back when, but in our time, in the latter days, that the mountain or the kingdom of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains over the other kingdoms or governments of this world and shall be exalted above the hills. All nations shall flow to it. Yes, this government of God. Many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain, you see, or the kingdom of the Lord, for the house or to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. We're going to have to learn, and the whole world, I should say then, will have to learn God's ways, a way of life. And we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion, out of Jerusalem, shall go forth the law. Law? Traffic laws? No. They had donkeys and horses back there. They didn't have traffic laws the way we have them today. This is talking about the Ten Commandments. And all through the Old and the New Testament, of course, we're to learn the Ten Commandments when you understand it. Jesus told the young man who came asking the way to salvation back in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 17. He said, if you would enter into life, keep the commandments. And Jesus began to name some of the Ten Commandments to show what he was talking about. The whole world are going to learn and to begin to follow the Ten Commandments as a way of life. The law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Why Jerusalem? Just for the Jews? No. As we explained to you last time, Jerusalem will be the world capital. It will be the capital of the whole world, and all nations will come up and learn God's ways. He shall judge between the nations, plural, and shall rebuke many people all over the world. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. War has to be taught, and they're not going to learn war. They're going to learn God's laws. You and I should internalize God's law now so we will be able and fit to teach it to all the nations in tomorrow's world. And if God is opening your mind and heart, you'll begin to do that. And you will follow this teaching and begin to respond and try to study the Bible in a way you've never studied this book before and do what God says. Notice Jeremiah 31, verse 31 now. Behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Again, I've explained in previous programs, they are a type of the whole world. He's not just going to have special. God is not a respecter of persons. He is not. The whole world will learn this, but they'll be given this knowledge first, and then it will be taught to all the other nations. Not according to the covenant. Here's the new covenant. Not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. And certainly he's talking about tomorrow's world. The coming government of God. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Are you fully surrendered to live by every word of God? You should be studying these things, checking up on me, proving these things, acting on these things. All of us should be preparing now, my friends, to teach others God's way of life. That's the calling. To be kings, to be rulers, and to be priests, to be teachers over the nations in tomorrow's world. That's wonderful. It's a tremendous challenge. Again, I invite you to write for one of our most inspiring booklets entitled God's Intervention in World Affairs. This is a really wonderful booklet. Your copy will be sent absolutely free upon your request. This encouraging booklet explains the plan of God and how that is for true Christians after Christ's return. So call now and ask for your copy of God's intervention in world affairs. Just ask for the booklet on God's intervention. That's all you need. Call right now. You'll go ahead and grab the phone. Call right now before you forget.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
My friends, after prophesying of the coming great tribulation and the regathering of all 12 nations of Israel, Ezekiel was inspired to give us this solemn warning. And I want you to turn there and read this warning in the book of Ezekiel. And you'll see he's just got through explaining about the end of the world, and now he's talking about God's people. He says in Ezekiel chapter 33, Ezekiel 33 and verse 30, "As for you, son of man, the children of your people are talking about you beside the walls and in the door of the houses, and they speak to one another, everyone saying to his brother, 'Please come and hear what the word is that comes from the eternal.'" Some people will be listening to our program as this work grows in power, and they'll talk about it, but most of them won't do anything about it, of course. They'll just talk. "So they come to you as my people, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but with their hearts they pursue their own gain." Through the years, I've learned that most people want to just keep on doing what they're doing. They want to please the others. They love the praise of men more than the praise of God, as Jesus Christ worded it, of course, talking about some of the peoples of his day. They want to go along with the crowd, go along with the majority, feel comfortable. They want to be in their comfort zone. "Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they do not do them." Yes, they're listening, but they don't understand or they don't pay attention. They don't do anything. "And when this comes upon them," these powerful prophecies that Ezekiel has been giving and that we give you on this program, "when it comes to pass, surely it will come, then they will know that a prophet has been among them." Are you just listening to the powerful messages on this program each and every week and doing nothing about them? Think about it, my friends. These prophecies are real. They're in the Word of God. The precursors of the final prophecies are already underway. Events are happening. They're speeding up. They're already beginning to happen. You personally need to act on the truth of Almighty God. If you would like to check up on us or receive counsel from one of our ministers or trained representatives, then be sure to write us or call the number on the screen and just tell the operator you would like to request counseling. Speak slowly and clearly, if you would. As you call, speak slowly and clearly so the operator can get your name and phone number straight. Our representative will then call you and set up an appointment and a time and place convenient for you. You will not be pressured to join anything or do anything. There will be no pressure that way. But you will have an opportunity to talk to someone who really understands the plan and purpose God is working out here on this earth. And he will be able to help you and answer your questions. So call now if you would like to meet and talk with someone representing this work of God. Many of you have been thinking, who's behind this? What's going on? What should we do? You can call us and ask. So be sure that you call if you have that interest. And I hope that many of you do. Think about the message that the Apostle James gives us along this line. And turn with me, if you would, to the book of James. The book of James, chapter 1. Jesus tells us here, again through his Apostle James, chapter 1, verse 19. "Therefore, my beloved brethren," And I speak to you, my beloved friends out there, our listeners. Let every man be swift to hear, be willing to hear, open your minds, open your hearts, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness. Be willing to turn from your way. Be willing to repent and accept the true Jesus Christ of the Bible, your Savior, but also your Lord, your coming King. And be willing to lay aside all this filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted Word. That Word is here. Somewhere along in your life, my friends, each and every one of you has got to prove to yourself to where you know and know that you know that there is a real God, a real spirit personality who's working out a purpose here below. You need to prove that, to really understand that, to act upon that. Then you need to prove that this book, the Bible, is the inspired revelation from God to man, the instruction book. Try to do that. Prove that. Write into the request things we offer you on this program. Write in for our correspondence course. Try to prove these things. Be sure. He says you've got to follow the implanted Word of God. But be doers of the Word, see? Be doers. Don't just be hearers, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, and God's law is that it gives us real liberty from the sins, the wretchedness, the confusion of this world, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Again, we request that you write in. We encourage you all to write us or call us and request this vital booklet. This is a powerful and most inspiring booklet, God's Intervention in World Affairs. And tune in every single week to Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you will gain precious knowledge, information, insights available nowhere else. Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, and I will give you understanding of current events, what's really going on, and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.